Police raided another country women's association clubhouse this morning. 5 boxes of Lamingtons and a Victoria sponge were seized. CWA spokesperson Vi Williams, a.k.a. Pikelets Williams, said police had used excessive force considering most of the ladies were having afternoon naps at the time. She also added that members of the CWA's North Dandaragon chapter had not been informed that sponge-based products had been added to the prohibited cakes and slices list. No arrests have been made. The raid may have been the result of an administrative error.
Administrative error, my ass, said Margaret. The government's been trying to close us down for years, and the press is just a sycophantic bulge in its pocket.
The other ladies agreed. The September incident with the Karnakara chapter of the CWA had been sensationalised by the same newspaper. A healthy discussion about fruitcake had been reported as an all-out brawl between rival gangs. The cake stall bloodbath in April referred to one of the trestle tables losing a plank and landing on Dot's foot. The injury had required a band-aid. Polly asked timidly if she should put the kettle on. Vi rolled her eyes and put the whiskey on the table.
We are the last remnant of the Australian way of life, Margaret continued, buttering a scone. Apart from Indigenous people. And look what the government's done to them. So they're picking on us, she said.
Look at the other Aussie icons, said Elsie. All gone, shot, made into purses for tourists, sold off or sold out, kangaroos, koalas, Vegemite, Arnott's biscuits, Peter Garrett.